This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:47 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Now, as a result of the massive flooding over the weekend, there's significant damage to property, cars and businesses. I mean, we've all seen the photos of submerged cars and walls of houses just caked with mud. And questions naturally arise over the total cost of damage and perhaps followed by whether there's sufficient insurance coverage to cover all this.
So the General Insurance Association of Malaysia, PIAM, and the Malaysian Takaful Association, MTA, have advised all policy holders to review their policy coverage to ensure that their properties are actually insured against the flood, as it is currently optional cover under the standard fire and motor policies. But moving forward, will insurance coverage need to adapt to these extreme weather conditions, and should it automatically be covered in a policy?
So for a response from the insurance sector, we have with us Anthony Lee, President of Persatuan Insurance A Malaysia, or PIAM. Anthony, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Can I know how widespread is the take-up of flood coverage and insurance policies? Are there any statistics in terms of the percentage of fire and motor policies that have included flood coverage in Malaysia?
Morning. Unfortunately, we don't have very current statistics. We're gathering that at the moment. But from historical perspective, typically it's not high, below 10%. What has happened, though, is, you know, with phase liberalization, pricing has come down. So I think the number will have edged up, but it still is the minority.
And for those who do have flood coverage, how fast and efficient do we expect processing of claims to be? Because, you know, you can imagine all these homeowners are under extreme stress now, right?
Absolutely. So as an industry, obviously, we're used to these sort of events, although this one is quite unprecedented in size for Malaysia. But we have mobilized teams. We have set up special call lines. We have loss adjusters on site already. I mean, the issue is just getting access. But for many types of cover, we fast-track that process. So even photographs will probably be sufficient. For some business covers by some insurers, there's sort of instant money that's paid out straight away. So that can be up to 5,000 ringgit. And that is there just to make sure that people get something to be able to move on. As you just said quite rightly, people need money now because, you know, there's a lot of things that have to be done to clean up.
And as I was just speaking about earlier, flood is an optional cover under the standard fire and motor policy certificates. How much additional premium would it cost to include flood in the coverage? You mentioned that prices have gone down. Could you give us maybe a ballpark sum in terms of how much more it would cost?
Yeah, so it's difficult to give a real number, but let's take for motor policies, right? Typically, it's anything to, you know, 0.2 to 0.5% of the premium to get that cover. So give you an example, for 100,000 ringgit worth of flood cover on a car, you know, it could be a couple of hundred ringgit. It can be as low as 150 ringgit. So it's not unaffordable. Mm. But of course, there is additional because, it costs us as insurers a lot of money to, you know, pay that sum in full. But it is, I would say, given what's happening now and climate change, et cetera, it's really people need to think very, very carefully about getting that cover. You know, it's very necessary.
So, Anthony, do you think that there's enough awareness out there that people realize that it's not automatically covered? Maybe it should be highlighted more?
Yeah, we've been all trying to sell it for a number of years and pushing it hard. And sadly, it takes... you know, an event such as this to create that, you know, really hard awareness. So I'm sure we will all be now, you know, continuing to push that. And hopefully people, I think the images of what we've seen over the last few days is going to stick in people's minds for a long time. That's probably the best way to create that awareness, unfortunately.
And I mean, we saw it was something like 3 days worth of rain coming down in just one day. Well, actually, a month worth of rain coming down in 3 days. Yeah, I mean, do we expect with increased frequency of extreme weather conditions that insurers will begin to review their premiums to price in climate risks such as that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, globally already this has been happening, right? So in other countries, you see the number of adverse weather events that have happened in the last couple of years. So, you know, global pricing of some of the risks has gone up as a result of some of that. So it's not really affected Malaysia yet. This is still, you know, while it's a big event, we don't know the total losses. This is going to take probably a couple of months to go through all our various insurers to collate. We have, you know, all collating initial exposures, but we really got to get to the site and see what happens. And then some of the bigger ones, you know, you've got TNB substations underwater, you've had, you know, giant supermarkets, all of these risks, they will have this insurance, right? The larger entities will have bought insurance to cover this.
And I'm just curious, because climate change is real and climate risk is increasing, what's the pricing trend going to be like? Is it going to be higher or actually lower? Because, you know, how do the actuaries actually make price discovery?
Yeah, I mean, but usually it's based on historical. So, you know, if the losses continue to mount and we get more and more of these kind of adverse events and the flooding causes more damage, obviously pricing will go up. But we work very hard to try and lower that risk, right? So it's better so that people have more awareness, you know, and things like if we were to know bad weather is coming, you know, Met Office, work with them, alert people to move their cars to higher ground, all this sort of stuff we need to start putting into place so people are aware. And then we also, the larger macro is, you know, governments need to look at, you know, what caused the flooding overall? Are there better things that can be done to mitigate? And climate change, I mean, people have been modeling things already. I think I saw one study done which showed in 30 to 40 years, you know, if nothing's done and the temperature continues to creep up, potentially the flooding in what you saw could get even worse, right? So all insurance companies are very on the ESG bandwagon, which is a good thing, but it's early days. And so we've got to, you know, keep doing everything that we can to ensure that something like this, if it were to happen, there are better ways of reducing the risk, you know, moving people out of those areas faster, etc.
So do you think it would be a good idea to make this type of coverage automatic in any policy then, rather than try to, you know, increase awareness? Or would it be too pricey then?
Well, I think, you know, that we've had discussions on this before, and I'm sure probably they will bring it up again. I mean, we did look in the early days of doing it. You see, because the incidence was low from a historical perspective, so then it looks like a lot of people are paying for the cover when they probably don't get the exposure. So they would say it's unfair. I mean, yeah, this was isolated, obviously, to a particular parts of Malaysia. So if you make the whole country pay it, obviously, you know, it's slightly different. But you know, I'm sure we will be having a look at it again and seeing whether something else can be done. But it unfortunately, at the moment, it's best for individuals to take out that cover. It's easy to do. And as I said, the pricing has come down. So that would be faster.
And I'm curious about your views on what kind of role you think the government can provide in order to step in to provide additional coverage and protection for these events. Is this something that you see the government being able to do? I mean, in a way, they did do that with the vaccination exercise where they had a special fund for any vaccination side effect experienced. Do you think that in terms of climate change and climate risk, this is something that should be considered as well?
Yeah, so government has actually launched something called Pelindungan Tengam, which is for the B40, and then they're subsidizing 50 ringgit of premium, and I think the plan is to increase that for B40 to buy insurance products. So initially, it's simple things like, you know, personal accident cover, etc. But, you know, that could be utilized towards, you know, flood cover. I think that would be a good idea. So there is already a subsidy program in place, so we can work with them on that. On a bigger level, I mean, really big flood coverage, you get countries in the West, typically like UK, have a government pool, right, for the risk, and different insurers take part in that. So that's something that I think we should look at, definitely, given what's happening with climate change.
And one final question from us, right? I mean, what are the relief measures provided by the insurance industry to assist policyholders who, you know, unfortunately didn't extend coverage to include flood?
Yeah, that unfortunately is difficult, right? Because you know, clearly it's a pricing thing that we put in. But I think, you know, towing services, typically we cover towing services anyway, so the cars can be moved to a workshop, etc. I think some might be looking to see whether they can help them get better pricing for the repairs. But it's going to be limited. And some products have something where there's probably a cash, small cash sum paid out for inconvenience, but this really depends on policy by policy. But by and large, it won't cover, you know, what's really essential, which is potentially the loss of the vehicle.
Anthony, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning and clarifying the insurance processes and what people need to do if they want to take up a flood insurance cover. That was Anthony Lee, president of Persatuan Insurance Arm Malaysia of PM.
Yeah, I think his point is that, you know, the pricing to cover floods or these natural disasters have come down over the years. So the recommendation is, of course, look at your policy, find out whether you're covered, and maybe ask how much it would cost to have it covered. Unfortunately, these erratic weather patterns are here to stay.
It's true. We're asking you still on our Twitter account, in light of climate change, would you take up natural disaster insurance? So far, the results are 47% say yes, definitely. 39% say maybe, depending on price. 11% say no, cannot afford, whereas 1.8% they're not sure. I think I will definitely be considering this. I do not have flood insurance coverage, but after seeing what happened over the weekend, it just seems like if it's affordable, maybe I should include it in my next package.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.